This year, during the Station of the Cross, one of the priests will always offer a meditation on one of the stations. Now, there are 14 Stations of the Cross. But if we look at the sorrowful mysteries, three of the sorrowful mysteries are not included in the Stations of the Cross. The first three are not included in the Stations. Why? Because the Stations of the Cross only considers the moment when Jesus walked his way, la via dolorosa, the sorrowful way, to Calvary. But before he took the cross and started walking, we know that Jesus went through the agony in the garden. He was scourged, and he was crowned with thorns. I would like to submit to you today that actually the very first sorrowful mystery, the agony of Jesus in the garden, it's probably, at least from the psychological point of view, the hardest moment of Jesus' passion. We always say in the Eucharistic prayer just before Mass, before consecration, we say, at the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion. This changes everything. The fact that, yes, he was crowned with thorns, he was scourged, he was crucified, he was killed, but he entered willingly. He willingly did that. Now, he said it, there's no greater love than to lay down your life. And in the Gospel of John, over and over, Jesus repeats, I lay down my life willingly. In chapter 15, verse 13 of John, he says, no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And then in chapter 10 of the same Gospel, in the discourse of the Good Shepherd, 5 times Jesus says that he is willing to lay down his life. He says, I am the Good Shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. And then he says, I know mine, they know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. And again, this is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. And in chapter 6 of the same Gospel of John, he says, I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. Now, this is exactly what Jesus went through in the Garden of Gethsemane. He struggled with that desire to do the will of the Father. He said, Father, take away this cup from me, yet not my will, and instead, your will. At that moment, he was fighting the fight, the struggle to accept the will of the Father, lay down his life, or run away, avoid it. There's a beautiful song, we will hear it, sung by Roger Grenier, who always comes every year to lead us one night in the Stations of the Cross. It's a song written by Dallas Holm, titled Father. These are the lyrics of that song. It's Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he says, Father, is there no other way? Father, I know not what to say. I've always sought to do your will, and that is my desire still. But why do I feel so alone? Such sorrow I have never known. Father, is there no other way? I know not what to pray. Is there a way that you can see to let this cup pass from me? But even while I spoke those words, deep in my heart, your voice I heard. And so Jesus concludes, Father, there is no other way. I'll do your will today. At that moment, Jesus embraces his passion and death willingly. He willingly went through all this out of love. Because, you know, we know love only through sacrifice. Yes, we think that love is a feeling, is a passion, is many things. But you know when someone really loves you, when that person willingly sacrifices for you. It's the love that hurts, the real love. No one has greater love than this, to lay down his life. And at that moment, Jesus struggled with that, but finally he conquered, he won. He said, I'll do your will today. Willingly, I will lay down my life. So all that we are going to experience tonight, all the stations of the cross, every single step, remember, willingly, he entered into his passion so as to prove to us God's love. A love that hurts, a love that is willing to sacrifice. So today, we go through the Via Dolorosa, the stations of the cross, knowing and celebrating the love of Jesus, who willingly laid down his life to fulfill the will of the Father and to show us God's love.